It's an honor to be here today and to share a word with you. I also want to thank my husband, Pastor Roberto Bonner. I'm here because of him. I am his product. And I'm so grateful. Today I want to share with you a word that the Lord put in my heart, and a word that is so true to my life, and that is with the title, Try Again. Try Again. Not a funny two words, not easy. As we hear the word try again, require something that we have to do, something that we have to let go. One of them is pride, something that we have to brace ourselves and do it again. Not easy. The word try, Merriam-Webster defined it as the power of endurance. There were so many explanations. I like that one. The power of endurance in trying again. There is a person by the name of Nicholas James Vujicic. I want to make sure I said the word right. He is an Australian. He was born with a rare disorder, no arms, no legs. He said something, now he's a very powerful speaker. He said that defeat only happened to those who refuse to try again. Defeat only happened to those who refuse to try again. I don't know this morning, as we come to the last Sunday of the year, what is it that you are struggling with? What is it that you have tried again and again and again, and it has not been successful? I don't know if you are in the verge of closing down your business. If you are in the verge of said, okay, give up on those relationships with your children, with your parents, give us on those hope with your neighbor, with your work. I don't know what are the things that this year or the past years you've been trying again and again. I don't know the disappointment that you might have faced. I don't know about the reconciliation you were hoping to happen in 2024. And unfortunately, it did not happen. This morning, I brought you a word. I find a word in the Bible. I find a word that when I read it, it revealed so much to us. And I want to encourage you with that word, trying again. The passage we're going to talk about is found in Luke 5. Luke chapter 5 and the verse 1 to 6, but we're going to read 1 to 5. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Luke chapter 5. Let's bow our head and pray. God, we ask you to show up today and reveal yourself. Do not let me speak out of my own content, out of my own being, but let your word come to my mouth and come alive in those who are listening to it. Let that word change the trajectory of our lives. Let that word resonate to those who need it the most. In Jesus' name we pray. Luke 5, New Living Translation. One day as Jesus was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, a great crowd pressed in on him to listen to the word of God. He noticed two empty boats on the water's edge, for the fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push in out into the water. So he sat in the boat, Jesus sat in the boat, and taught the crowd from there. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets and catch some fish." Verse 5, "Master," Simon replied, "we worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing. But upon your word, if you say so, Lord, I'm paraphrasing, if you say that I should do it again, I will let the nets down again. We're stopping here at the moment. Introducing the passage, we found Jesus at the beginning of recruiting his disciple. We find him with a crowd, as the word said. The crowd was pressing up on him. There's Jesus, there's a crowd. And then there were Peter and some fishermen in a corner, and they were at the end of their shift. They have worked all night. They have been fishing all night. At the moment, they were folding the nets. They were putting the nets away and thinking, oh, okay, so I didn't catch anything all night, so now I have to go out to the wives and tell the wives, you know, we didn't catch anything. What, we're going to feed the children? You know, the look of disappointment on Peter's face, Jesus with the crowd pressing upon him, was able to see the one that needed help. Even a big crowd, the whole world, people are following Jesus. People are pressing on him. He's able to see you where you are. He's able to see you, your disappointment, what you've tried, what you couldn't get, what you couldn't do. And Jesus saw Peter far away. He asked Peter to get into the boat. He's asking you this morning, can I get into your boat? I don't know what's your boat. I don't know what's your boat of life. I don't know what is going on right now that you pounding on your heart that's going on. Jesus asked Peter, can I get in your boat? And Jesus got in the boat and preached in. Peter accepted. Then Jesus got into the boat and preached into the crowd. He spoke to the crowd. We find with the passage saying after he spoke to the crowd, and then he instructed Peter. He said, Peter, let's go into the deep. But before that, Peter said, Savior, did you know we were doing this all night? Did you know how many years I've been trying to repair that relationship? Do you know how many years I've tried? It's not my fault. I couldn't get anything from the net. We tried all night. Can you imagine all night fishing? Can you imagine the illustration of a boat? After you fish all night, that boat probably didn't smell nice. That boat probably was dirty. That boat probably had a lot of things in it. Jesus didn't care. Remember, Peter whined, but Jesus did not answer Peter and said, oh, I'm so sorry. You couldn't catch anything all night. What were you doing wrong? What? No. Jesus did not answer to the whining. He said, let's get into the deep. What is the deep in your life that Jesus wants to get into? What is it that he wants you to shift? Shift the direction, shift what you're doing so you could follow him and bring your net into the deep. And as we go on, you will see what happened. Jesus answered, well, Peter answered, I will try. Because you said so, I'm going to go into the deep. I'm going to give it one last try. Savior, I just want you to know I've been doing this. I'm a fisherman. I'm good at it. But you're good at it, but you couldn't get anything. You're good at what you're doing, but you're not producing any fruit. So that's mean what you've been doing, and that's including me. We need to try again. Try again and listening to what the Lord wants you to do, listening to what he asks you to do. Three areas, there's so many areas in our lives, but I'll pick three areas that could be pressing in your life, a spiritual, relationship, spiritual relationship, and financial. The courage to try again, to go deeper into your relationship with God. Luke 5 verse 4, Jesus tells and instructs Simon to go out deeper into the lake and drop his nets. Is God looking for you to go deeper into your relationship with him? Is he looking for you in 2025 to surrender to him? Is he looking for you in 2025? Yes, we love, yes, coming to church is one of them. We come and worship. But is he looking for you to be more involved? Is he looking for you to be a beacon in your community? To be a beacon of light in your work? Is he looking for you to that one thing that you think, oh God, I try to do it right, but I can't do it right. This morning, he said, try again. If you listen to him, deeper into your relationship with him, miracle can happen. Maybe your relationship is not what it should be with God. Maybe you try so many times and think, I fail, you know, we fail. But Jesus wants to get into your spiritual boat this morning. He wants you to get deeper into whatever you're doing. He wants for you to get to know you better. John 15, verse 1-27, from the English Standard Version. I will read some of it. He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the wine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Trusting him. Proverbs 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Sometimes we try to understand things. We try to make explanation of our own. But this morning, the word teaching us to try again. To attach to the vine. Attach to him. Only when we attach to him that we can bear fruit. Only when we let him be the Lord of our life that we can be successful in our Christian walk, in our walk with him. He wants to get to know you better. He wants to get to know you again and again and again. And some of you might think, okay, my life is good, I'm satisfied, but he's calling you this morning to go deeper. If you think you are doing everything right, there's deeper. And I tell you, the deeper you go, the more you get to know him. And at every level you get to know him, you become more humble. More humble to know that we are nothing without him. Without him, we cannot do nothing. The second part, the courage to try again in your relationship. And that one is a big one. Because I'm sure that most of us, like me, we have relationship that we have to mend. We have trust. And sometimes you might say, I've tried to reconcile with that person. It's not my fault. I didn't do it. They did it. But how many times that the word said we have to forgive? 70 times 7. Master Simon said, I've tried all night and didn't catch a thing. But upon your word, I'll let the nets down again. Again, we have to go try those relationships. Relationship with our children. Those children went away from home. Not went away. Those children went away, meaning that they are not part of our lives. Sometimes we always say children, but sometimes us as grown up, we have parents, we have grandparents that we have been estranged from because one thing they did. Try again to mend those relationships. Try again to forgive them because that's what the word of God wants us to do. Relationship with in-laws. You might have in-laws that you don't get along. Try again. It's not your fault, remember, but you are responsible to try again. Co-workers, how do we do that? I find a beautiful passage in the Word of God. James 1, verse 19, English Standard Version. It said, "Know this, my beloved brother. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger." Jim addressed the importance of healthy communication and how in that verse he gave us three advice. Be someone who makes a point to demonstrate that you are listening when others speak to you. Secondly, he said, be careful when the words that comes out of your mouth, think before you speak. That one, I keep on trying and trying again. My husband always say, Rose, you speak so much. You speak too much. I remember when we first tried the ministry, he was trying to encourage me. I said, no. I said, honey, I don't know how to talk. Why do you want me to go in the ministry? And he looked at me, he said, Rose, you are from work from 4 p.m. and you speak from 4 p.m. till the next day when you get up and go to work. I need to do better. Number three, don't rush to get angry and express anger. Don't rush to get angry. I do that a lot. When someone says something, we don't understand the context of what they're saying. We immediately respond. We always quick to go back to our answer. And there are people who are so good at that. As soon as you say something, they got their answer for you. Quick. Think before we speak. Don't rush to get angry and express anger. I suspect that during the course of our lives, we have not been good at those three things. But in mending those relationships, we need to practice them. In mending the relationship that you have, in what you're thinking right now, that we have to be the better person because that's what the Word wants us to do. And know that at any time we decided that we are going to submit, we are going to try again, we are going to put our step best foot forward and be the person who said, forgive me, I am sorry for what I did. Know that the reward is for you. Know that the peace, the contentment, it's not for the other person you're forgiving, it's for you you're forgiving, it's for yourself. Lastly, what I find in the passage with Jesus and Peter, finding the courage to try again in your financial life. Some of you are business owners. Some of you are trying to launch a business. I don't know what God's been telling you. I don't know where you fell in 2024 and said, that's it, I'm giving up, I'm done. I tried to launch that business. It's not going anywhere. I'm folding the books. No. This morning, the word is for you. Try again. Try again. You're going to shift your direction. Jesus said to Peter, try this way. I don't know what you've been doing. I don't know what you've been trying. The boat of your life. Because Jesus wants to get into it. Make sure that whatever that he tells you to do, whatever you are doing, you're trying, is according to his will. Because if it's according to his will, he will guide you. He will give you direction. What is it, you know, if you're trying, what you're trying to do? Find people who've done it before you. There's no need to recreate the wheels. Stand on the shoulder of giants, those who've done it. If this is a business model you're looking for, find a person that already has that business. You go into college and said, okay, I've been trying, I'm folding the books, college is not for me. No, try again. That one thing that you have in your life, looking to get into the boat of your finances, he's interested. When at this time, the final verse of the passage that I want to share with you, Luke 5, verse 6, at this time, and this time, everybody say, and this time. And this time. Their nets were so full of fish, the net began to tear. A shout for help brought their partners in the other boats, and soon both boats were filled with fish on the verge of sinking. Can you imagine when you listen to direction of your God? When you go into the deeper, that your boat so filled with fish, so filled on the verge of sinking, your financial life so filled that you have more and above of abundance to share also with others. And Peter realized what happened. He fell on his knee before Jesus and said, oh Lord, please leave me. I'm such a sinful man. For he was awestruck by the number of fish they have caught. What is it that God tells you today? What is that one thing in your heart that he tells you to give it a try again? What is it that you think right now that he wants you not to give up? Because when you do, your boat will begin to sink. Whether it's financial, whether it's relationship, it's going to be full. As you obey and change the course that he asks you to do. Remember the word of that says, failure happen only those who stop trying. You are not a failure. Things didn't happen in 2024, but 2025 is right around the corner. How do you do that? Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust for what he puts in your heart already that you already good at. Trust him. That job you're looking for, go look again. That situation that you are entangled, try again. Do not give up. Proverbs 16, verse 13 said, commit on the Lord whatever you do. He will establish your plan. Deuteronomy 8, verse 18 said, but remember the Lord your God, for he is he who gave you the ability to produce wealth. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 6, 11 said, so neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything but only God who makes things grow. I want to encourage you this morning that 2025 to be a year of success for you. To be a year, we're not going into the year not give up, but you're going in full-fledged. You're going in full course knowing that Jesus wants to get in your boat. He's asking, can you let me? He's asking. And then when Peter finally obeyed, Peter finally said, okay, I'll do it again. If you say so, just remember. No, we're not going to tell Jesus, remember I did it before. No, we're going to go according to what he wants us to do. I know in order for you to have a relationship with Christ, relationship with others, trying again financially and have faith in him, there's one thing that we need to do first. We need to know him. You might be here this morning and you don't know Christ. And as Pastor John always said, We are not going to embarrass you. We're not going to ask you to stand up. Can everybody bow their head at the moment? And if you don't know God, if you don't know him, if you don't know that Jesus we talked about, the first step is to know him. And if you don't know him, with every head bowed, you raise your hand and we will pray for you. We will pray together with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. No one is looking, but God sees you. We want to give you that opportunity, if you don't know him, that you will meet him today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, for you, we already know Christ. What is that one thing that God wants you to do this year? What is that one thing that you have in your heart he wants you to try again? And we're going to pray that we don't let discouragement come. We're going to pray that whatever is the situation, whatever is the broken relationship, whatever is what we want to get further, you want to expand your business, whatever is that one thing, he can do it for you. He did it for Peter. He did it for so many. And this morning, you are in the line of a miracle. You are in the line of abundance. You are in the line that your boat will begin sinking by allowing Jesus to get into the boat of your life. Let's bow our head together. And if you are that person, we want to pray together also. We want to pray. Thank you, Lord. That one thing that God asks you, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand if you do have that one thing that he wants you to do. And you've been struggling, you don't want to do it. It's not me, it's not my fault, it's not me. No, it starts with us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for the word this morning. We thank you, Father, that we listened and we obeyed. That when you come, there is abundance. When you come, there is freedom. When you come, there is boldness, increasing our faith to know that you are a God of everything. To know that we can do all things through you who's strengthening us. Father, everyone here today, we pray, Lord, that the word will continue to resonate into their lives as they live here today. As they continue to spread, share that word with someone else, not to give up, but to try again. To try again. You don't criticize us. You don't ask questions. You just come to stay. You just come to stay inside our heart. Thank you for the boldness to try that again in 2025. Thank you for the boldness, Father, to walk in victory. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Father, we thank you for allowing us to see another year, 2025. Who are we that you had mercy upon us? Thank you for this church. Thank you for everyone that is represented here. May this church, we continue to grow in your word, in boldness, and continue to be a beacon in this community. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We will see you in 2025. Thank you, Lord.